And this is, yes, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Welcome.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake way. Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
place.
Wake
up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, thank you, Elgin. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, Danger Studios, Coral Springs, Florida, and it's April 29th here at the studio, and joining with Jen Hellman.
Hi.
And Jackie Sanchez is here.
Hi.
And this is, it's a podcast, so welcome, everybody. And I'm back from Chicago in the Windy City.
Was it windy?
It was windy, and it snowed, god dang it.
What? It's almost May.
It snowed. Yeah, I had a day where I walked, like a long walk, like a long walk.
Yeah,
like I walked around Lake Michigan. I mean, I didn't walk around it, I walked along it, I should say. Because that'd be a long walk. That's one of the Great Lakes.
I was about to say that's a long walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my fat ass could use it. But so I walked through Linkin Park.
Ah, oh, I love that band.
Yeah, I know. That's what I kept thinking about when I was walking through the park. And they had some great statues. And everybody in Chicago rides a bike and walks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's a metropolitan city.
Yeah. And some people say, well, because it has shitty weather so long that when there's a nice day, they get the fuck out.
Right. The minute it goes over 32, they're like, woo. Do they have the scooters all over the city? Like, are they one of the cities where they have the scooters?
The scooters and the bikes.
And drop off.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but they had all these bikes, like rental bikes and stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
And yeah, so Saturday, Friday, take a nice walk. I'm walking around. This is great because, you know, I'm eating like I'm out of town.
Yeah, I know. I do that too.
Everybody, I posted a photo about me having food. Like I had Subway, half a Subway in my fridge, half a Jimmy John's, mm-hmm. and some Dunkin' Donuts.
I didn't see that post.
Yeah, I posted. I said, these are my rations that are left. And somebody says, all the great food that's there, that's what you're eating? I'm like, no, I went to a fucking couple places, but I don't take good food home in a doggy bag. I eat it.
Right. What did you have to have? Chicago pizza, right?
Listen, this is my first rodeo. This isn't the first time I've been to Chicago. People are like, what did you get? Listen, I've eaten Chicago fucking pizza, okay? I've had deep dish pizza. It's pretty good, but I'm not going to go in. I got to go eat some more pizza.
Everybody says that about. Why does everybody think they have great, like, oh, the Chicago pizza. Oh, you haven't tried New York pizza. Oh, you haven't tried Boston pizza.
I love Boston. Listen, there's no better pizza than fucking New York style pizza. Like, I you know, because Chicago deep dish isn't really pizza to me. It's more like a lasagna or a quiche. You know what I mean? It's not really a pizza. It's more like a fucking,
like a muffaletta sandwich.
Yeah. Something like, you know what I'm saying? So I you know, you got to go. So-and-so has the best hot dogs. Look, I don't give a fuck about hot dogs. Yeah. I had to work, okay? Sometimes I got to work. Sometimes I got to sit in my hotel room during the week and work from 9 in the morning.
Yeah, hot dog is not like something I would want to eat before I go.
Oh, I
got to
get a fucking Uber to get one of the greatest hot dogs in Chicago.
No. I can't imagine eating like a life-changing hot dog or something.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine eating a hot dog? Though, and then going, I think I would.
Oh, yeah. I would always feel like throwing up after I eat a hot dog.
Yeah,
always.
And then going on stage to it.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
You know what I'm saying? I had a chicken salt and boca sandwich at this really great Italian restaurant.
What kind of sandwich?
Chicken salt and boca.
Oh.
You don't know what that is?
No.
It's like chicken with prosciutto and some brie cheese or something like that on it. Like
that sounds
Swiss.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's delicious. But that's it. And I went there because it was right across from the club.
The club.
But yeah, man, I had my first headlining date at St. Charles, which was great. You know, people, and like Priester's on here, by the way. What's up, Chris Priester? You know, because Chris, you know, God bless, is, you know, part of the Ebony and Olive comedy tour. So when somebody goes up before, you know, Chris hasn't done it last couple of times, buddy, you've been on track. But, you know, do 30 minutes, he does 38. You know, so he rode the light a little bit. And then I said, dude, you
can't. Well, that's not a little bit. That's,
well,
like,
that's a lot, yeah.
That's like 18 minutes.
I'm trying to be nice because he's on, he's listening, and he's my partner. But, you know, but he did it, so he learned, but he didn't do it. So when you headline, when you close the show, it bothers you more because now you're up there waiting to go up, and people are going past the light. They're not, you know what I mean?
So, that bothers headliners.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it. I don't go over the light, and nor do I headline. So.
Now listen, I'm not as
bothered.
Neither
concept is.
I'm not as bothered as some headliners seem to have been this past couple of weekends. But I, listen, you know what I mean? But there's certain things. Like, I had a situation when I was headlining at St. Charles. The guy who was featuring for me, he closed on a fat guy bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, part of me wanted to say, hey, buddy, do you mind changing that in your fucking lineup? Because you close on it, then I open with it.
Oh, well, we talked about that the last time. Did we? Talk yeah. about... I'm getting a call. Didn't we talk about that the last time? We talked about whether... If you have a joke that the headliner has, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like the headliner... Some people feel like the headliner has more material to pull from.
Right. So that's why, kind of having... Based on that conversation, I didn't go up to the guy and say, hey, can you change it? I basically changed it. So I came out with my weed bit and a little bit of whatever, and then I'd get into the fact.
But did we ever get a firm answer on that?
I think the headliner needs to... listen, I did what I thought. I didn't say shit to the guy. I dealt with it. I dealt with it.
To me, the show is about the headliner. That's who you're there to. You're there to perform for the crowd to get them going. The headliner is the main act. So if I was opening for a headliner and they did like a joke about looking gay, I mean, that's my main opener, but I would take it out or I would change it or I'd do something because I want them. They want like the glory, you know. I'm just there to
exactly.
Do the show.
I feel the same way. So, yeah. I wouldn't be offended if a headliner told me like, "Hey, can you not?"
Yeah,
tell I'd that be joke. Like, "Shit, my bad," and then I would like kill myself.
I mean, I'd probably talk massive shit about them like after the show and stuff, but I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be offended by it.
Well, I get it. I understand. See, that's why I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to be that guy. You know, but it worked out. You know, I tried to tag everything he did. What's up, Hiram? How'd the show go, buddy?
Show was great.
You guys had that show with Hiram Reels.
It was great. What a great room and great food, too. The best Alfredo I've had in a really long time. And I fucking love Alfredo, man.
Well, thank me because thank me because I told him, hey,
I eat at every show.
The comics need to eat, man. Because when we did the first show and I had to ask for food, they're like,
it's good.
But, you know, Hiram knew. He goes, yeah, okay, we'll get your food.
It was real good. It was a great show. Great little crowd. Nice little, like, it's intimate. So they all are paying attention. It went really well. Cute little stage. Priester crushed it. Will rocked the house. He gave me a sweet jacket for free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wear his free promo now for him. You're welcome. Yeah. But it was fun.
Just still stewing in envy over the fact that Jackie can eat Alfredo.
right?
Because if I ate Alfredo, I would be...
I just farted when she brought it up.
I'm just so jealous that you could have such a lovely, passionate relationship.
Why can't you eat Alfredo?
Because it'll just take me forever. It'll show I'll gain 10 pounds if I eat fettuccine Alfredo.
She looks like me after...
Right. I wish I was young enough and skinny. Why are you doing this to me, Jackie?
I don't know.
How dare you?
Jackie's so mean. Jackie Sanchez is mean. She makes fun of fat people.
By the way, Mike Cintron says, I'm so going to run the light tomorrow. When you're headlining the show.
Yes, I'm headlining.
Where are you headlining tomorrow?
Palm Beach Lakes, like right by the outlets. It's on Old Draft House. It's like right on Palm Beach Lakes.
Oh, my God.
Red Lobster.
I'm so going. I'm coming.
Come, yeah.
I will. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I'm double coming. But I would have came even if you didn't give me that. I mean, if you have to resend that, that's okay. I understand.
Don't run the light.
I won't run the light. I don't run the light.
No, run the light. I can't headline. I don't know.
I will run the light. I cannot. No, I've had other people do that for me, too. Like, hey, can you go a little longer? That's a thing that happens, right? Haven't you have a headliner? I've had new headliners, people new to headlining, like, hey, you can do like 20 to 30, 20, 30, 30, 35.
Can I
like,
address a comment really quick?
Yes.
Yeah. Mike Sweeney said, what's up with these two constantly checking their cell phones? Yeah. Show some respect. I'm reading the comments is to stay tuned.
Yeah.
I'm not like checking text. I'm reading it so I can stay tuned with what y'all are saying.
She's checking out
dick
pics.
We're watching the feed so we can see you being a dick, and I can see that Jeff Anderson wants to know where Nico is, which is, where are you,
Nico? Where is he? Did my dog eat
Nico's
him?
Nico's here.
See, and I can say thank you, Julie, for calling me a superstar. I love
that's right.
You.
And I can be like, fuck you, Julie, for not saying I'm a superstar.
She said you look amazing.
Oh, never mind. I love you, Julie. Yay. You sorry, I didn't make the I'm sorry I didn't make the cookout yesterday, but I had a UTI with a fever.
Oh, my God.
So what? So there's honest. A cook there. I saw that somebody was a there was a comedy comedy cake cookout.
Yes, I wanted to go so bad.
I did too, but my ex was there, so I avoided it.
That sucks.
I wonder if he went there to see if you're there.
Yeah. That sucks when that happens.
I also had shit I had to do. I'm dog sitting, and I couldn't. I had a show, and I couldn't go from like 3 o'clock until fucking 11 and not
drinking.
Watch the dog. So yeah, I don't drink, but I still couldn't have done that. So.
Right.
But I wish I was there, and I will go hang out with Maymay before she leaves.
I'll go to New York and visit Maymay, and then I'll ask her for time.
And then I'll introduce me to
Maymay's another comic that's making her move to New York.
Oh, let me tell you, I think everybody who does comedy should go as long as you can. If it's 4 days or four weeks or 4 months. Yeah. I spent like almost 2 months in New York and I had the best time. And it was so humbling. Yeah. You'll realize how unoriginal comics are. Like, I'm not saying that to be a dick, but like when
that's true.
It's not that New York comics are better. There's just a lot more of them. So you start going like, oh my God, I know somebody at that joke. And then you just realize, I'm like, no, it's just not a very original premise, including myself.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I'm hating on everybody.
Well, I brought that up in the past. I had a comic, I won't bring up the Moon Pie's name again, but he used to think he was so original. I'd be like, dude, you never left Florida. You don't even know how your material even is. You never left to the Tri-County area.
Right.
You know, and you're talking, you know, telling me this. I've heard your Florida State joke told in Penn State, you know, Michigan State. I've heard it told in 18
now
different fucking places.
Who you're talking about?
Kevin Perry.
Oh.
Oh, I haven't heard. Is he still doing comedy or is he a rapper?
He's back to rapping.
Twerk Athena is watching.
Yeah, well.
And I was just asking about you, Twerk Athena.
She did. She asked how you're doing. Your health. She's watching the dogs for me right now so I can do this in my show after.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's cool.
We just turned this into the Jackie and
you did.
Yeah, this is our podcast now.
It's just us guys.
He's just producing it for us.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching the audio levels.
Dougie, can
sure
you run the audio?
I'm like an intern.
Thank you.
I'll take the calls, everybody. Anybody want it's open call day. all right. So yeah, no, it was you know, the Chicago trip was great. I mean, it was there for 12, 13 days, whatever, almost 2 weeks. So, I just couldn't wait to come home, but it was great. The second, I spent the whole week in downtown Chicago. My first time ever in Zany's downtown Chicago. I got to work with Uncle Lair, which by the way, we announced our new series where I'll be doing Wake Up Late with Dougie shows from the green room
at
any, wherever I'm performing.
Oh.
But I did it at Zany's, so I'm going to start doing it now as a little interview with whoever I'm working with.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. I like taking pictures in green. I find the diversity of green rooms very interesting. Like,
agreed.
Some
I
of them are
out,
so nice.
Yeah.
Fancy. Some are so nice.
And then some are like, you just hang here with the kitchen staff. You know what I mean? It's like funny how different and varied green rooms.
We did have a challenging thing, though, at the Zany's, like, it's a narrow room, small room. There's no place to sell merch. Like the headliner had like a little stool right next just to the side of the stage, if you believe. But you know, I basically had to sit there and wait for people to leave certain fucking tables on the side.
So
and I'm sitting there with my suitcase, like, okay, I'm ready to go. So, I ended up working it out. But it was fun, man. And the condo they had you in an apartment condo.
Nice, I like that.
Right around the block, so I got to had to walk, except that one day when it was snowing and it was like the fucking tundra. It was like man versus wild. Just to walk a block.
It's so
just
cold.
To walk a block from Chicago, from the streets. Like, it was like I had an umbrella, you know, and you can, you, in Florida, you have an umbrella. I had to hold it like Captain America's shield.
Yeah, because it was
shield.
Coming at you.
Yeah,
it was like Game of Thrones season 8, episode 3. We won't even go there.
No, I haven't watched anything. Don't say anything about the last two episodes. I'm going to watch them tonight. Okay.
But can we go back to the condo? Do you ever look under the bed? Do you ever look under the bed? It is scary. The only, like, it could be its own horror movie, looking under the bed in the condo, at the comedy condo.
I was assured that this condo wasn't like other comedy condos, where, like, in other words, you're nervous, you don't ever use the mayonnaise that's left, that somebody left before.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, because there's some comic stuck his dick in it.
Gross. No, you know? I do. I would say almost always, this is so gross, when I look, there's always lotion underneath the fucking bed. Jesus. So gross.
Just dry handed, Jesus.
Coconut oil, it's natural.
That's true.
Adam Murray says, did you go to the top of the Hancock building? Adam, listen, I didn't have time to go fucking eat everywhere in Chicago. I didn't have time to go see the fucking sights. I've been to Chicago. It's not like I just got my first fucking trip out of, you know, people say that, what'd you go this? You got, no.
Did you go to Nike Town?
No, I didn't go to fucking Nike Town. I went to Starbucks. I walked to Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
How was the Starbucks in Chicago?
It was nice. Good? It was nice, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How did the barista look?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as cute as the Florida
did
one.
Did she look clean?
By the way, Chris Machado says, if you don't want to hear this, what is it called? When you screw up a spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dumbledore dies. So thanks, Chris, for letting that out that one. Dumbledore was in
from Harry Potter.
Oh, no wonder I don't know. I'm fucking normal.
Yeah.
A grown up.
I
am the mother of dragons, though.
They did say the comedy condo was clean. It was clean. And here's the thing. Every comedy condo should invest in shower heads, okay? Because I got to take a shower. I want to take a shower with pressure.
Yep.
I don't want to take shower under a rainwater. I don't want to be acting like I'm trying to take a shower.
Some people like the light one, though.
Really?
I don't like anything light.
I need to say, I prefer harder. But but some people I know like do
Ooh.
Like the light. One of my relatives said it at some point when we all
really
traveled.
Some people
one of my
want
siblings.
Just to trinkle some
water. What the fuck is wrong with that?
You see, that'd take a long ass shower to get everything completed with.
Especially
right.
if you got
pressure.
Long hair, you ladies.
Yeah,
but,
yeah that's what I'm saying.
I
need the pressure.
Out. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And like, what if you're in there with your dude? You're like, your turn.
My
like,
dude.
You stand under.
Yeah, your turn to get under the shower.
Yeah, I haven't
turn.
Taken a joint shower in a while.
I hate
really?
Joint showers. Yeah. I'm
and
too
you're
small.
Married.
Nope. Yeah, you don't ever get wet.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah,
you know, just freezing in the corner.
Yeah. So listen, let's just talk about this since we're on the subject, and it's an important subject. Because number one, you're emceeing over at the West Palm Beach Improv. Oh,
we're talking about me. Okay.
Yeah, all we're right. talking about you.
Here it is.
And and you got on Instagram Live, and you basically told people what happened.
Yeah.
Which, in a nutshell, to set it up, you're open. You're emceeing for Theo Von,
mm-hmm. nice.
Out of L.A. comic, and I guess at the end of the Friday show, one of the Friday shows,
the first Friday show. So just some stuff went down. I'm not going to get into to details, whatever. But just the show was a little myth, and I guess I got too much in my head, and I like started to have like a really bad panic attack. So I gave away the weekend, basically.
Now some people don't understand what a panic attack is. Like,
they don't.
I suffer from anxiety. I have it to a mild level. Like, when I was sitting in my condo and it was like cold out, I'm like, my anxiety was like, no, I don't want to go out there and get cold and. Get yeah. my yeah, fuck. I'd just rather stay here. I'm not going to go out. You know,
different.
Mild. You know what I mean? Like, I don't because it was just slightly raining, or if it's, you know what I mean? I'm you know what I mean? So, and it's paralyzing. Like I said, I've had that happen where I've
it
had,
is.
Where all of a sudden you don't want to. I smoked too much weed and got paranoid. I've had that paranoid anxiety where you feel like somebody's jumping on your head. But so you're experiencing this. You're waiting for the headliner to go up, who's going along. A lot of LA comics would do that. Instead of 45, they'll do an
whatever.
Hour.
Whatever. He had enough time between both shows that that was fine. Because one first one started at like 7, the next one didn't start till like 10. So there was enough time between the shows that it was cool, whatever. But I guess it was just building more and more. And like mine is pretty severe. Like it's been that way for a very, very long time.
Like you can't breathe, like your breathing's affected.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, when I say severe, I mean it in the sense that like it's always going on. Like the first few times I did this podcast, I took a half a Xanax because I don't like because I get weird if I'm like if I have to be somewhere for a long period of time and I don't know if I'm gonna get in my head or if it's gonna start happening and I know I can't just like get up and leave. That drives me insane.
Mm. Like the fear of having a panic attack
exactly.
causes a
panic
attack.
Yeah, I fear the
panic
attack much more than anything else that's like going on. I fear that more than anything right now. So that was just happening, and then I was like, fuck, I have to go in front of 600 people. What if I faint? What if I throw up in front of these people while I'm on stage and something bad happens, and then I'm going to be fucking traumatized from doing stand-up, and I may never do it again because the anxiety may, if that happened, then it would just destroy
me. Anxiety actually is all those voices screaming at you 100
like a
miles an hour.
Effect.
Yeah, there was no stopping it at that point. I had texted Renee, I had texted everybody. I was like, I'm out, and my dad's like, you can't do this, and like my friends were like, no, stay, and I had friends there to see me, strangers there to see me. That's why I did the Instagram live because I was getting messages from people I don't even know. So like fans, I guess, whatever. But they were messaging me like, hey, we saw you were hosting for him. We came out to see you, but you weren't there. What happened? Is everything okay? Like, so when I saw like strangers were reaching out, I felt like I had to, I owed an explanation, even though I don't. I have the right to my own privacy. But then there was also people saying like that I got kicked off the weekend for doing something wrong. I did not get kicked off. I stupidly gave it away because I let it take over. But like, it was just, that was why I did the Instagram live and everything. But it was just in my head. I was like, no way I'm doing the second show. There's no way I'm going to be able to. I didn't give a shit at that time. I was like, I can't do it. There's no way I can do it. Something's going to happen and I can't do it. And then obviously the second I got home, I was like, fuck. Well, like, once I finally calmed down, I was like, why did I just do that?
Now, did that happen when you got home, or that didn't happen, like, while you were walking from the stage?
No, when I was walking home.
You felt relieved. You're like, fuck it.
I felt relieved once I knew Anthony Terzo was, like, on the way to do the show. And was,
yeah,
like,
so what happened? Someone didn't finish?
Me and Anthony had talked, and I wanted to work with Kevin Nealon the weekend before, but he got Kevin Nealon, and he wanted to work with Theo Von, and we had talked about it. Like, obviously, we're just like all bullshitting. Like, I wish I got that one. I wish I got that one. But obviously, we're both very thankful for the bookings we got.
Sure.
But so we were talking about it, whatever. And he's like, yeah, let me know how it is. Like, I'm super jealous, whatever. So then the first thought I had, I was like, well, if I can't do it, obviously they need a host. So I reached out to Terzo and I was like, if you can be here before 10 o'clock, it's yours. And he fucking left work and rushed over and he did it.
After you saying so, but you didn't go back on stage when you were waiting for the headliner to get off.
No, I did. I got him off stage. So I don't know how, but I did it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you didn't. So you got back.
I mean, it was quick. I just went up and I was like, you guys had a great time. All right, go to Copper Blues. And then I walked off. And
nice.
Yeah, so I finished the show. I couldn't do that. That would have been pretty bad.
So then you come back. You come back, and then you do it, and you say, I can't do the next show. I'm done.
Yeah, once I did that one and everything, and I was just like, I just felt too tense, and the feeling did not go away, and I knew it wasn't going to go away, and it's going to get worse as I get on stage. Mm. So just, I didn't want to risk ruining the show for the whole improv and all the staff and like just like fucking it up or making it weird. So I was like, for me, I think it's in everybody's best interest that I don't do it. So,
in a sense, you've told yourself that.
Yeah.
So now, do you have any coping mechanisms? Do you have anything like a little yoga breathing that can get you through it? Because because that's
hard.
She's like pills.
Lots of drugs.
Smoke a big joint.
No, I do. I do
I need somebody to just squeze my tits and
pinch my nipples for me. I'll be fine.
Somebody get Jen stressed.
Unstressed Jackie,
please. No, nothing sexual. No, I have like little stuff. I'll play if I start playing like games on my phone, like games that really require my attention. Like I have specific games that I know will distract me, so I'll do games. The gum, because my one of the triggers for me is like being nauseous. Like I have like a big fear of throwing up. So
why?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Called a metaphobia.
It's a metaphobia. I have a metaphobia.
I have it pretty severe. That's why
you
don't drink.
Have severe metaphobia.
Oh my god!
I have it. Well, this is a whole nother.
Wow. Yeah.
This is a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, it is.
So now I can't believe how much Jackie and I swear to God, it has had stand-up comedy has been so challenging because of a metaphobia. Because what happens is when you have a metaphobia, so you get anxiety. And when you get anxiety, the first thing that happens is you feel a little nauseated, a little queasy, which throws you into a fucking 10.
Oh, my gosh. She gets me.
I get it. I get it.
Well, I have something similar. Sometimes I got to take a dump and I don't take
totally
it before,
different.
Before I go to class, before I go on stage and I realize, well, I could have taken a dump.
Yeah, but
I
you'll just go in the bathroom and take a dump. You're not afraid of taking a dump.
You know,
though.
You're not going to shit
sometimes,
on stage.
You know.
But you're not afraid of taking a dump.
No.
I'm afraid of throwing up.
Yeah, I'm terrified of throwing up.
Terrified of throwing up.
Yeah, I'm not a big thrower-upper guy.
Nobody loves throwing up.
Loves it, yeah, but
nobody likes it.
If I feel it's going to happen, I start shitting bricks and I'm freaking
start having a panic attack.
So that was what happened is I was sitting in the green room, I was eating, and then I just felt nauseous, and then everything spiraled from that.
Now let me ask you this. Is it just you, or do you get upset when other people throw up as well?
I used to get very upset by it, but because I thought it would make me throw up. Now
I think that is part of it too.
Now I'm a little better with it, and I'm because like I started drinking when I was 17, 21, and whatever. So like I had to get over the fucking everyone throwing
everyone
up.
Else.
Adam Murray says I stop eating 5 hours before big shows, so I won't throw up. I used to routinely throw up prior shows. No,
see,
I've never,
I have anxiety from him. I just went to a two. Him just saying that.
Stop
but
making comments, Adam.
When I was first,
stop talking.
No, it opens up. I mean, I'm listening to your story here, and I'm sorry that you experienced. And let me tell you, you're in good company because when I first started comedy for the first year, it was so difficult for me. Yeah. It was just awful. And I remember just struggling and found out that Richard Pryor has walked onto stage, and walked off. Mm. Adele.
Yeah.
Is very
she has a lot
sick
of that, yeah,
and has canceled shows. Barbara Streisand didn't tour for like years because she just could not deal with the.
Got to do some research. Yeah, but yeah,
well,
I don't
but there's got to be not only that, there's got to be coping mechanisms. You got to do stuff because here's the problem, as a performer, right? I mean, you like obviously the biggest concern is it's good that. Yeah, you know, everybody at the Improv's cool and everything, and then I go, oh, well, that's it. But there's clubs that can you imagine if I go to go work a club and I'm nervous, like, oh, I can't, I got a panic attack, I can't go up.
It's an awful feeling. I experienced
but
it
for me, yeah, personally. But I'm saying, but then the aftermath is now I got to worry about that club saying, fuck this guy, I can't take another chance on this guy.
Yeah, and I had that fear real bad. They're all everyone at the Improv and Renee been super cool, super nice, super supportive. They didn't give me any shit. They understood and they're being really nice about it. Thank God, because I really thought that I. Just shot myself in the foot and fucked up big time. And I was like, this is probably it for me.
And that's got to make it worse because now you're thinking.
So much worse. Yeah, because then I think, because I always get the guilt after of who I've let down, who I disappointed. Like, I'm not even really worried about myself. I'm like, fuck, I just, like, my friends were there and I, like, they were like, oh, we can't wait to see you. And then I was like, I got to take a walk. And, like, I went walking down City Place just because I was like, fuck, now I know my friends are here. Like, I have to go up there. And then, but then I just bailed. So.
Yeah. God.
Well. I think that there's some coping mechanisms, there's some breathing techniques you got to do. And
definitely breathing, and I think it's like really bold of you. I'm so glad that you, I didn't see the live, but I think it's bold to just say, yeah. Think about it as a comedian. How many times if people know that you do comedy, do they go, oh my God, how do you do that? It's people's biggest fear is to get up and speak in front of people, even just like at work.
Yeah, and it was, and it's weird for me because it's so polar opposite of what everyone thinks I am. They're like, oh, just a chill stoner chick who doesn't
absolutely.
Give a fuck, which is like true to an extent. But in my head, it's a very, very different world than what I'm presenting. So it's also like almost like coming out and like, okay, like I'm not this super relaxed, cool skater chick. Like, no, I'm fucked up in the head just like everybody
else.
Like
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I think stage fright in general, in that process of like figuring out, I'm like, why? Because people come up like, don't worry, you're going to do fine.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like, I don't feel like this fear that I have isn't about whether I'm going to bomb or not. I was already humbled.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted to have a good show, but that wasn't what I think it is I think there's an energy and excitement about going on. It's not fear.
No,
there's
bombing. Adrenaline. Yeah.
There's adrenaline rushing because you're excited to go on stage. Some shows trigger it more
than
others.
But there's something in the two because it's the thoughts. It's the anxiety.
Well, it's a physiological thing that happens
right,
in your body.
Right, because thoughts cause physical inabilities.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a physiological thing. You have cortisol and adrenaline and those elements are coming together from your anxiety. So you're physically experiencing it.
Yeah.
However, that's why they say deep breathing because oxygen
you
causes
gotta,
that
the,
to
the simplest thing is taking 10... This is it. 10 big deep breaths. You know, because people cheat. They go, okay, I'm going to do this. They go... It ain't working. You know what I mean? You got to fucking actually deep breath. Like,
well, I was going to hit you up because you said you sell like CBD.
I do CBD. And a matter of fact, I just noticed that my acupuncturist, Dave Schnitzer, is watching now. And let me tell you, and he will probably can recall this. Dave Schnitzer at Balance Point Acupuncture, the first year I started doing comedy, I had this problem. I told him, like, I can't smoke or I can't take like a Xanax before I go on stage. I would be hooked to Xanax if I took it every time I went on stage because I would feel it at open mics.
Yeah,
I would get nervous
time,
at open mics. I would go to the Funky Buddha and have this episode. He gave me something called Nucera, which was a natural anti-anxiety that would relieve. I would take it about 30 minutes before I went on stage. And it was natural. And it wasn't like, it was not Xana. It wasn't like this mind-altering thing. It was just that first I had anxiety. And then all of a sudden, I would carry ginger chews with me and Tums.
Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff. But I'm going to start new stuff and just... Hopefully get past it.
I do find Lexapro helps a lot with my anxiety, though.
I've been on Zoloft for like 8 years, so
and do you feel like it helps?
Wow.
I did it. Yeah, say 8 years is too long. I feel like a robot most of the time, but
do you
a little? I mean, I'm on a low dose, but sometimes I wonder like if I am who I actually am, like, or if I'd yeah. be a different person off
That's
of it.
That's from the shrooms that you've been taking, Jackie.
I get nervous about those medications.
I was saying, do you ever take anything you've ever fucked with? Antidepressant, anxiety?
My mom suffered from bipolar disorder, severe anxiety. My brother, Mike, my older brother, he's actually disabled because he can't deal with anxiety. And I know I feel it. Yeah. Like I said, I get it. And I don't know if it's just this battler in me that I've always had that. Like, I'm never nervous when I get up. Oh, she says, the only time I get nervous when I'm going to go on stage is, A, it's the first time I've been on that stage.
Yeah, that's right. Bad.
Number one.
Yeah.
And number two, like, I was nervous on Tuesday night at Zany's because the booker was there, the main guy.
Yeah, so
now I'm a little nervous.
Or who you? I opened for Greg Hahn this weekend up in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I didn't. I know. I love him. I think he is so originally funny. And I was a little nervous. I didn't let anybody know that, but I will say it now. I was a little nervous before I went on stage, and he's very nice. We share a friendship, but I was a little nervous because I think, or I don't know. I just
was that at Casey's room?
Yeah, an awesome room. Martin Downs. Dude, these people were awesome.
That's the new Friday room at the country club.
It was such a great room. But I felt a little nervous because I knew Greg was there, and I was definitely a little nervous opening for him. And then that happened with Adam Ferreira too. I got nervous opening Adam Ferreira.
Oh, I like him.
I love him. He's like my nurse. He is, I think. Him and Mike Vecchione, I think, are my two favorite.
Mike Vecchione's
very good too.
Yeah. Good guys.
I did it with the show with you at Scores with Mike Vecchio.
Yeah.
He was good.
I was there.
At Scores for that one? Did you open for? I don't even remember.
Yeah,
That was
a feature.
Dude, that's the power of Mike Vecchio. Mike Vecchio had people from Boca who, like, were school teachers.
Yeah, I was going to say he had that whole table.
School teachers and guidance counselors and coaches.
Hanging out in the strip club.
With their wives.
Yeah, while chicks are just walking around.
Look over here, damn it.
That was a fun room, though.
It was fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, you'll get through it either way.
Yeah, and I'll be with Brian Callen in 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Pray to God that I'm
you will be fine.
Good, but
you
I'm
can always
I'm doing
call me. By the way,
stuff. I will.
I'll get some coaching up. We can FaceTime.
Yeah, that's why I want to get on. I'm gonna try to get on the CBD like ASAP, and I cut out caffeine. I'm smoking less weed during the day, just to kind of
see
level
now. Do you
out.
Find that weed? See now, here's my weird relationship with weed and anxiety. I can the catch 22 of it is, I never know. Do I have anxiety because I smoked so much weed, or do I smoke so much weed because I have so much anxiety?
Yeah. Right.
It's hard.
I don't know what started first.
It half helps, but to me, because it helps with the nausea. So anytime I'm nauseous, I'll just smoke and it goes away completely.
That's my excuse. So. I smoke weed because of my stomach.
Yeah,
I smoke
me too.
A lot of weed. Look
no,
at
I mean, shoes. I mean, straight up, I love being high. I feel great when I'm high, but I still will have anxiety because I also have very bad social anxiety on top of it. So I have like the kind of like I'm a hypochondriac with all the health. I get weird if I'm going to be sick, but then there's also I freak out with social situations. I didn't finish high school because of my anxiety. I withdrew. I'm really spilling a lot of stuff. I withdrew when I was in 10th grade, and I did virtual school because my panic attacks just got so bad. I was like, I can't sit in a classroom anymore. Being confined just really fucks me up. So I left school. I did online for a while, but I just fell really behind with all the courses. So I just went the GED route and whatever. But I didn't even think about doing college because I was like, I can't sit in a fucking classroom like this. Like,
it's an alternative.
Yeah, but so then I feel like I didn't learn all like social cues I'm supposed to know. So like, I don't know how certain people want to greet me. Like all comics at open mics, every time I walk up to a show, I feel like they don't know how to greet me because I don't know how to greet them. So they're like, Dougie
Jackie,
it's always super awkward. I'm fine with a hug. You know, it's not a big deal. Everyone thinks I hate hugging because like I wear shirts like this, but I'm fine with it. But I just get weird and I don't know how to like exit a conversation or start a or get involved in one. Like certain things like that, I just freeze and I don't know how to do it. So like, but that one I kind of ignore. I kind of don't really care. It's the sick one that really like will fuck me up.
Yeah.
But the social one, I just get in my head and I'm like, fuck it. I can get high and ignore that. But then when you're high, you're thinking about what everyone's thinking about what you're thinking about. And then so sometimes
I just got high listening to Jackie say that. I'm like, wait, am I high?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not.
I have a weed pen. If you
Oh, nice. We'll have to hit that. I didn't have any on 420. I didn't have any. When I was in Chicago area.
Really?
And then thank God.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, no, and it was terrible. And then, but thank God, this lovely lady I won't tell you. She worked at the club, I think.
Smoked you out.
Yeah, she took care of it.
It's always a good time when you don't have weed and then someone... And I was at a show and someone did that. I was like, fuck, I have no weed and I want to go on stage a little high and this dude's like, here.
I got like six roll bats.
See, even though that would scare me because I'm like, I like my weed.
I feel the same and I get paranoid, but...
Even at a concert, like I have a friend, like if you hand her a crazy joint, they would do it. And I'm
yeah,
like, I would...
Puff pass, man. That's the best thing about a concert. No way. That's about the only time my wife ever smokes. We have at a concert, she'll smoke.
No way. That's how you end up shitting yourself in the corner. That's how you end up throwing up. Sure,
is it cocaine weed? What's going on?
Shitting yourself in the corner
people
of the club.
People will lace shit, yeah. I don't fuck with like rant. If I don't know the person.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need to be high, and if I don't have weed, I'll take whatever they offer. So I smoked some random dude's blunt.
Addison Rex says, CBD is good for nausea if you don't want to get stoned before a show.
I agree. And you can go to comicscrushingcancer.org to buy CBD products.
Well, there
we'll go buy some tonight.
Little plug.
How soon do they ship? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. I can have them in your hands by tonight.
Speaking
really?
Of,
okay. Well,
speaking of shipping weed, you know, my daughter has like these edibles. I said like these gummy bear type CBD products.
Yeah, that's what I have.
And I was going to bring it with me on my plane. I was going to put it in my check bag.
Yeah, I travel with them,
but I didn't. I was gonna. And I didn't, and thank God I didn't, because when I got to my hotel, when I first got there, TSA brochure in my bag. We searched your bag.
Yeah, but CBD is legal. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I thought this was.
I still hide it in my bag.
Doesn't get you high.
In my vagina, but
really? You girls have that benefit. You can stuff it up there.
I don't think
that's what this one girl was telling me. When she goes on the, she goes somewhere, she shoves it in there. I'm like,
she does.
Yeah.
Weed. She puts weed in her vagina.
I'm sure she puts it in some sort of receptacle before.
But still,
I wouldn't do that shit.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hell yeah. No. Well,
I get scared to get lost.
Did I mention I missed the lookout yesterday?
Stop banging everybody.
Fever and a UTI.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, ugh, yeah, that's my Rich Voss impression. Ugh.
My dude's 6'8". That's all I'm going to say.
All right. So, any rate, so we'll get that over with.
We're all being
so
open. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we
you know
stop
what I mean?
Talking about that.
Yeah. So you'll battle back. I'm glad that everybody was cool with you about that shit.
Yeah, it's nice. And I thank everybody who did reach out to me who wasn't an asshole, because there was some people who were being dicks about it. I won't say names.
Don't say who they were.
No, I won't.
But
they know exactly.
What did they do? Because, you know, there's haters. Let's face it. There's people that are haters.
Just people think that shit talking isn't going to find its way back to people.
Oh, isn't that
like
funny?
And I'm like, I'm cool with a lot of comics, like they tell me, you know?
Right.
So just a few people saying like that was a pussy move, or that was fucking stupid, or how much do I care about stand-up to give up a weekend like that. It's like, stand up is my life, but I have to take care of myself. And
I would actually say it takes balls to not do that. You know, I mean, I think fear would have caused me not. I would have heard a voice telling me, "Don't fucking do this. You never work here again." And
exactly.
that would have driven me to go back up.
It's part of the animal. I think everybody would be doing stand-up comedy if it wasn't for that. That's
exactly.
Why half people don't do it. That's why they're pushing.
Yeah, and it drove me nuts. And the whole next day, I was like depressed. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was just high the whole day, wanting to ignore the world. I didn't even want to go do that contest because I knew every time I see someone, hey, what happened? Well, you know, you got kicked off.
You gotta
go like
for that again, yeah.
That's why I did the Instagram live, to just tell everyone at once. Obviously, not everyone's on fucking Instagram, so not everyone saw it. Hopefully, everyone will see this and then leave me alone for a while.
Well, thanks for giving us that much credit to
I'm gonna
reach
the masses. My new merch actually says "Leave Jackie Sanchez Alone."
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can get this for $25 at comicscrushingcancer.org.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I will say this as we wrap up the opening part of the show. One of the things, though, I noticed, you talk about being nervous. They had guest spots in our shows at Zany's in Chicago, and they put a guest spot up after me.
Wouldn't that be an open mic following the show?
No, I was featuring for this one. I didn't headline the Chicago. So they had me go up, and then they had a guest spot, and then
the
headliner.
Feature. I thought you said you were the headliner.
No,
that's
yeah,
still weird.
At St. Charles, I headlined. But I was opening at downtown Chicago. And at first, you talk about like getting nervous.
They had you feature and then had you do a guest spot?
No.
Guest after him and then the headliner.
Yeah,
you went up and then the guest spot and then the headliner.
And then the headliner went up.
That's weird.
Yeah, and I started, what is something going on with me? But that was like, I had all great shows. I mean, except
he
one.
He needed to save the show.
No, but you
that's
know what
it,
mean?
Dougie. That's what happened
that's
to
what
you.
I started getting in my head. I was like, I felt uncomfortable the first night it happened. I was like, what the fuck's this all about? And I called a buddy of mine in New York. He goes, no, it's just... sometimes clubs will do that. They'll put the guest spot up so it's like a break between the feature and the headliner. So people can take a piss and do whatever. And then the headliner comes up. It's like a break between the two paid acts, really.
Okay, it sounds...
And I'm like, yeah, well, okay, I still felt like shit.
That makes a little bit more sense now that they...
But listen,
like
I was still sitting there in the green room like, what the fuck is going... You know, what am I doing wrong, you know? But, I did have to change. Like, I will say this. My wet fact joke would get a little triggered, and so I left it out. But what I had to do was, thank God, you know, at first I was like, fuck, I was pissed about it. And I said, no, and I just changed. I'm doing 20, 25 minutes. I'm just going to do the 20, 25 minutes I need to do. And I left it out because that was a part of it. There was a little anxiety I had. Oh, how could I not tell this joke? I always tell.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to, I got to rely on this joke.
Yeah, you don't.
So then I fuck it. Just didn't tell that part of the joke and it went fine. So
Imagine that. Now my joke became a fucking meme. So I have to cut it out, and it's so hard. I just instinctively started, and then I'm like,
really? But your joke came before the meme?
I don't know. I didn't see the meme. I've done the joke for about a year now, and then Chris Priester posted the meme, like the same, basically, like I say, like in a later alligator and a wild pedophile, and that was like, but it was with R. Kelly or something. So maybe it's a new meme because of R. Kelly. I don't know. Then some people are like, oh, we've seen that. I'm like, I wish someone would have fucking told me.
Okay.
Because I haven't seen it until then when I saw Chris post it, and I was like, fuck, I can't do the joke anymore. Like, it's a fucking meme, and it's going to look like I stole
Chris
it.
Chris Priester loves the memes, man.
Yeah.
He's put the shit out of the fucking
so
memes.
He posts good ones. He showed me his source, I won't say.
Oh, really?
He has a source, yeah. We talked a lot. He gave me some great advice. Yeah. He's got a meme source, but he helped me out with a lot of advice Thursday night.
At the Il Toscano.
Yeah, the Great Alfredo.
The West Pines Country Room, or Comedy Room.
Whose room out is there. That?
Hiram Rios books it out there once a month. Me and Ramon Garcia did the first week. And by the way, I know Teresa Carissimi posted on here, we're going to be Julie Baez's room in Pembroke Pines. Me, Perry Sack, Teresa Carissimi, and...
is that how she says it, or is it Carissimi?
I say Carissimi.
He also says fossil. So.
Teresa, can you please voice this?
What is the proper...
It's Fassel Malik.
Fassel Malik.
You say Fossil Malik.
Teresa, can you please voice us?
Yeah, it's Teresa Carissimi.
Voice us your proper...
I know it is. Don't fucking fight me on this. Anyway.
I'm going to the mattresses.
It's that time, everybody.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Fritos.
Hey, did anybody go to Coachella?
Oh, well.
No?
I'm
poor, so no.
Well, you're going to be glad you didn't.
As cunty as I like to be, no, I didn't make it to Coachella this year.
Yeah, I also didn't make it.
You're glad you didn't, because there was an outbreak of herpes.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, everybody.
Might have been worth it.
But you know what? There's a study that says 1 in 4 people have herpes anyway. So what constitutes, like, if you have all those people at Coachella, is it really an outbreak?
We were talking about Puff Puff Pass. You know, can you catch herpes from someone else's pipe?
Yes.
That's that blood?
If there's blood and then it gets to your blood. Because I was working with a girl out of nowhere. We were sharing vape pens, and out of nowhere she just busted out, oh, I have HIV.
What?
And I was like, what did you just say? And she was like, shut up. And I'm like, you just announced that you have HIV, and you just hit my weed pen like 6 times because you smoke.
I would throw that fucking shit out
and
so fast.
And then I texted my dad. My dad's a doctor, so I went in the back and I texted him, and I'm like, "How do I get HIV? Because I'm high." So I'm like, "Oh my fucking god, I have HIV now. Great." But it has to be blood. Blood.
Well, that's
to
HIV,
blood.
But not herpes. No, because I would think herpes.
Call your dad right now. What's going on? We got to find out if he catches herpes.
I would think if somebody has what do they call
blister?
It?
A sore.
Yeah,
a sore.
Yeah, if they have a lesion.
A lesion.
A fucking nasty.
No, but if they have a lesion and they smoke your pen.
Yeah, if it's on their mouth.
Then yeah, you could get a lesion. Then you could get it.
If somebody has herpes but they don't have a lesion. Yeah, or an open sore, then you can't catch it.
It's contagious, but only when inflamed. That's
outbreak mode.
So if somebody isn't having an outbreak, they can't pass it to you.
I don't think so.
Unless they're one of these people that don't have herpes. They have herpes, and they don't tell anybody because they get the little ones. You get the little herpes that you can't tell?
Are there
tell?
Little ones?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there's, everyone has, like, type 1 herpes. Like, every human has, like, type 1, where you'll get cold sores occasionally. Like, some people, some women get cold sores with their periods, like, monthly. Mm. But then there's the genital ones, which are, like, the
those
bad
are the telling ones.
Okay, so yeah. Type 1 is on your mouth?
It's common, yeah, and it's not, like, a bad thing or, like, yeah.
Although everybody thinks you're fucking, like,
but,
a creepy sexual
yeah.
cuck.
When women yeah. get their periods, they can get type 1.
It's sometimes
on their mouth or in.
It's just
their
a symptom. When I was younger, I would look up everything.
Tell me, I'm for the audience. I'm
look
scratching my lesions right now.
My lesions.
It's so fucking.
But
gross.
So in other words, if you're sitting there sharing a vape pen, just get a good look at somebody's lips.
Ew.
That they don't have some crusty fucking.
Yep.
Abscess.
No, yeah,
no, the only time
if I had a crusty lip, I don't think I would.
I don't
be trying
it.
To be like, hey, pass that to me,
yeah,
girl.
Can I have a hit of that?
Pass it.
Hey, Peter.
Now, only time. Hey, what's up, Peter Kramer? Now, I only get a cold sore on my lip if I bite my lip.
Yeah, you know, if I bite it, then I like you end up licking it a lot. Or
yeah,
something,
you suck
and then,
on it. And
yeah, that'll happen
it.
Occasionally, but that's like type 1.
But that's on the
wait,
inside.
But
I never
you know
get
what?
On the outside.
Yeah, I do. This is so outside. Horrible. You know what I do sometimes when I fall when I'm sleeping? Sometimes I bite my lip. I go like this, right? When I'm yeah. sleeping.
Sleeping
and I do and then I'll get a little mark but it's not yeah. open it's I mean it's like you ever pop blood vessels
yeah yeah
I get
okay.
like
a
it's couple a
little...
pop blood vessels
that's
but I
bad.
Swear it's not I swear to God it's not like an open it's
Jen
not a
herpes.
It's not yeah. a lesion
yeah. can you treat that with CBD
but it,
can,
it looks,
can I count to 10 and take
it's
10 deep breaths
because from far away it kind of
I can treat mine
everybody right. Jen has herpes
I don't
Man. Any rate. Well, if you went to Coachella, you probably do, so.
Right. I did not. That's too that's, bad. But yeah. you know what? That's also selective. I'm not going to say select. It's selective herpes.
Yeah.
Selective herpes?
Like, you know, when they say that people get hit by the bright line, it's kind of like selective. What do
yeah,
you call population?
Yeah, get, yeah.
yeah. Oh, people that get hit by trains.
Because people at Coachella should fuck mm-hmm. other people from Coachella.
Yeah,
they
at Coachella.
They're not herpes, Dougie. They're herpes.
They're herpes.
The H is.
Speaking of herpes, this guy's got to be questioned. Oh, sure. Pastor kisses young women on the lips to rid their bodies of demons.
I like it.
Come here, baby.
How old is the pastor?
He's bizarre footage shows a pastor kiss a young woman on the lips in an attempt to rid her body of demons.
The question is, how much did he contribute to the Joe Biden campaign?
The clergyman is seen embracing a woman in a pink dress in front of a congregation. Local media claims a pastor had discussed the soul in the sermon of the church in Zimbabwe. It's in Africa. And it said demonstrated a way to cleanse the spirit by locking lips with the woman.
Locking lips. So it wasn't like a peck.
No, he's making out her.
Nice.
The video captures an awkward kiss.
Is he hot?
Lasts for an uncomfortably long time in front of the church members. Two women in the front row the hold church. Their hands in their heads. The woman in pink eventually sway and gestures at her stomach, but the pastor goes back for a second kiss.
Ooh. Okay, this is obviously... This is, what's that show?
This is a church for
in
Jackie.
Plain sight. In plain sight. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. Abducted in plain sight.
Abducted in plain
what
sight.
What a great
this is,
thing.
All, this is the entire church
yeah.
sitting around going, isn't that wonderful that our pastor is that magical that he can just kiss the love of God right into our daughter's vagina?
That's
that is
nice.
Amazing.
Our pastor just banged my niece.
We just feel so lucky to have him go down on our daughter and spread the Lord's joy as
he's
he
speaking
does.
Speaking in tongues.
Oh, my God.
It's just beautiful.
It's fucking great. I'm going to be a pastor. All right, for everybody, I'm going
to
cleanse,
church,
I'm gonna cleanse your soul, everybody. Ladies, pull down your pants.
Oh.
Father DeMeo, an exorcist of 64 years, standing from Foglia, Puglia, southeastern Italy, says prayer is the key to establishing what ails a presented person. The exorcist will typically say a prolonged prayer to the point... if the adversary demon is present, their reaction, he said. Well, this is a different part of the story.
Do you have
but
a picture of him?
No. He's a
Jackie still wants to know if he's hot.
I do.
Before we can conclude
no,
or make an opinion
you go to the
on
next
this
story.
Before any
now this story broke. Now here's a story that happened and actually Adam Murray was on, I don't know if he's still on, but in Orlando, in the streets of Orlando during Easter time, a Easter bunny in an Easter bunny outfit was beating the shit out of this homeless guy. And some people from Orlando comics say they know the homeless guy and he's a nice guy. You didn't see that viral video of the Easter Bunny beating the shit out of a guy?
Florida. Now, was Eric Myers and Sarah in town or out of town that week? I'm just kidding, guys. I love them.
Florida
just,
man in Easter Bunny costume
just
caught
making it funny.
In a viral brawl is wanted in New Jersey and has a history of arrest. Wow. Yeah, a guy beats the shit out of like the homeless guy because some lady worked in the stores. Antoine McDonald, 20, claimed he hopped into action to help a woman Saturday night. But it turns out it may have been a fluff piece that unmasked his true identity.
Are you adding these words?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that shit on this one. Okay. McDonald was hailed as a hero and a minor digital sensation after he admitted to being the man behind the whiskers and the wiggling nose. But that may have been nothing but fluff. And it wasn't long before it emerged McDonald had been arrested in 3 different states and had an active warrant in New Jersey for his arrest.
I admire it, because if I was going to beat the shit out of somebody, homeless or not, I think it would be cool to do it in an Easter costume.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's hard to, if you could be intimidating in an Easter Bunny outfit.
Jen is sniffing her dog's paws.
Sweet Jesus.
That helps with her anxiety, by the way, she said.
I mean, and he's just hanging there.
If you love tacos or Fritos, you need, it smells so good.
Get a whiff before you leave.
It is so, it's amazing.
And your dog's being so weird. Sick. I should have brought my cat.
Oh, he's happy when he does that. And he rolls around like that, he's a happy dog.
He's cute.
Here's a story. Japanese Science University professor taught students how to make ecstasy, and now the class is full for the next 8 years. I mean, a 60-year-old science professor in Japan channeled his inner Walter White when he allegedly taught his students how to manufacture ecstasy to further their knowledge of pharmaceuticals and have something to do on Saturday night. Tatsunari Iwamura, a professor in Matsuyama University in Enheim Prefecture, faces up to 10 years in prison for showing his pharmaceutical students how to make MDMA, otherwise known as Molly.
I've got nothing on that. That doesn't spark any...
I mean, don't you wish you could go to class and make your own Molly?
No.
I've never done Molly.
You never done ecstasy?
My anxiety prevents me from trying those drugs. Yeah,
and
I've never done anything.
See, now, why didn't
weed.
I get lucky like that?
Man, you talk about taking chances. I remember when I used to do that. We'd be in South Beach with my buddy, and like we'd go around somebody, hey, you got it? Yeah, and they'd give you pills. You know, you look for those little, remember, I can't remember the symbols on them at the time. They were like Kermit the Frogs, and they had like.
Oh
little,
yeah, well
that?
They do that. To,
yeah, to
not,
let
to
you
brand.
Know what it is.
Yeah,
but then you don't
a
know.
Lot of drugs.
You don't know what you're taking.
Not at
you,
all.
You would take these. Okay, thanks.
Well, they had the Mitsubishi. Was the Molly has like the
Mitsubishi
sign
yeah,
on
the
it.
Mitsubishi.
No, I wouldn't want to learn how to make my own.
You wouldn't trust your own cooking?
I just wouldn't. And I would be more into like how That's to like, grow my own weed.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd rather learn how to grow my own weed than
how to make moonshine, mm-hmm. maybe.
Oh, that's interesting.
I had a crochet dick cover, which is coming up on my new series, Trends
crochet.
With Jen.
I think me and Jen should have a podcast.
I know you can.
Why
want...
don't you guys all have a fucking podcast? And then, and no one's doing mine anymore. Yeah,
I thought the same thing when I went. With
we'll
Minda.
Make Dougie drive up to West Palm Beach to be.
Yeah,
on
you'll
our
be our first guest.
It's in North Palm Beach. Just actually, no. For this one, we're going to meet in Tequesta.
Oh, thanks.
We're going to Stewart for our podcast.
If you don't, Orlando, if that's cool.
That's cool. Only
no
on
problem.
Once a week would be cool.
I'll be there. Here's a story. Indian man cuts off his own finger in anger after voting for the wrong party.
Oh, my God.
How fucking stupid.
Can you imagine how that would go over in our country?
I voted. Wait, wrong one. Shit. Pawan Kumar says he took the drastic action because he was frustrated after the error and could not control his emotions. I'm going to cut my finger off.
For voting, see now, I think that people we should be able to cut the finger off of people who we think voted.
Yes, that's different. That makes sense.
That would be fun.
We just cut their head off. I mean, fuck the finger.
Yeah, I don't want to cut it myself, but I'll,
for every political I'll post, book somebody to cut. For every political post on Facebook, we get to take a digit.
Yeah, I think that should be eventually when people use their freedom of speech, it should come with like almost like a resume.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when somebody's sitting there giving you all this shit that they're so smart, and then you look at their resume and they got fired from Uber twice.
Right.
Yeah, they worked at Radio Shack and they were toll collectors. I don't think I want to hear that guy's for a person's fucking point of view.
Describe.
You know what
I'm
mean?
All about freedom of speech. Although I made it no secret today that calling people, I'm not tolerating hatred for Jews anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not letting the passive hatred. And I see people who I know very well cracking their jokes, and I passively watch it on social media. I see people ha ha, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not doing it anymore. Now I'm calling people out on that shit.
Yeah, there seems to be a growing thing in this country where, you know, you got the congresswoman in Michigan and Detroit area that are getting away with making such sentiments. And when those people were killed on Easter Sunday, they said worshipers were killed, not Christians. You know, they said, hey, there, Muslims were attacked, there were people attacked.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to that attack, you know, the media couldn't allow the Muslims to look bad. They basically said, oh, these worshipers were killed during service. They were Christians.
They were
killed for their Christianity. It's a jihad, everybody. So bring your AR-15 to fucking church on Sunday. Oh. That's what I'm doing.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know about the jihad, but all I know is that I'm going to take a stance until people are scared to say something discriminatory against Jews as they are towards every other race.
It's becoming too easy.
Yeah, there's a lot of tolerance. There's not that kind of tolerance with other races.
This guy Pun once said, I'd point my finger at you, Jew, but I don't have it. But instead of pressing the button for BSP's what? Elephant, he pressed the button with the lotus. They have lotuses and
oh, the flower?
Elephants. Yeah. Or the animal, I don't know.
Oh, the logo on yoga pants?
No.
Is that what a lotus is?
This is a voting system.
A lotus
they have,
is
they
a...
have an elephant and they have a lotus as their parties. The symbol
really?
For ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party. Mr. Kumar told the news agency, I accidentally pressed the button having the lotus symbol instead of an elephant. What was I thinking?
Is it really a lotus and an elephant? I need to fact check that.
I'm not. This is coming right from the fucking story. The symbols are used besides the names of candidates so that Indians who are dumb fucks who can't read, can still vote. As a Dalit, formerly known Untouchables, the election is one of the few times that 25-year-olds get a chance to have his say or their say. So,
I wonder how long their terms are. How long does their, what are they, have presidents?
They have prime minister.
Prime
don't
minister.
They?
Mm. How long does the prime minister get to be prime minister?
I don't know. I don't care.
I have questions. I got the questions.
900 million Indians are eligible to vote, making India's election the largest in the world. This came out. I was going to talk in the opening of the subject, but we had so much other to talk about. Do you think crazy Joe Biden, not Joe Biden, who was it? It was who's the fucking guy? The old man. Who's the old man?
Burns.
Bernie.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders says,
feel the burn!
Bernie Sanders says, if you're in jail for rape, murder, anything, if you are a terrorist, you can still vote. I disagree, Bernie.
I disagree.
I think once you commit a crime against humanity, you lose all those rights. No one gives a fuck. If you can't make a decision to manage your own life, you should be making those decisions.
Now, the other hand on that, just a little song and dance here with the dogs. But don't you believe in second chances?
I believe
crimes.
In second chances. But you got to be out of jail.
Yeah, you have to be out of jail. Yeah, no, you don't get to vote while you're in jail.
No.
You don't pass go. You don't collect $200.
Nope.
And you don't fucking vote.
That's right.
I think murder and rape should be, they can,
well, yeah, felons,
they can go. Yeah.
Felons don't get their rights back. You have to, like, fight to get your
in
rights
Florida,
back.
In Florida, they do now.
Now
they passed that rule.
They voted. Yeah.
But now Florida have also said that they have to pay their crimes. If they have a financial burden that they had with the crime, they got to pay it. You know, so if you had committed a crime and it was damages, I don't really realize this, but if you committed, there's still a financial number that you gotta pay too. So,
what?
Fuck that. And the other stupid thing that
what
came out.
What are they gonna pay with? I mean, like, they come out with their $200. How much do they give you when you get out of jail?
That's the thing. That's the catch 22. You fuck it till you
it's
gotta go back.
And the first thing you run into is a liquor store and a strip club.
Yeah, fuck. What else are you gonna do? Been in jail that long. And also, Elizabeth Warren says to forgive freedom, forgive all the loan debt. Could you imagine, like, you just got done paying your last fucking student loan bill or your tuition, and then the government says, oh, free college, everybody. Listen, if you get your student loan debt waived, God bless you. If you first of all, I believe in responsibility and accountability, right? I know what I signed. I know what I did. I can't whine and complain and say, take this away from me, okay, after I've done it, okay? But if you get a diploma where your student loan debt was waived, you should have an asterisk next to your fucking diploma that says you're actually not that worthy.
I love the idea. I love the idea of it, but their ideology, that ideology is like listening to a little girl paint a picture about her future. Like, it's not real. Like, it's coming from a mindset of people who don't, you're not facing all the moving parts that would be required. Like, a little kid can be like, I want a big house. I'm going to be a millionaire. Yeah. I'm going to marry a doctor. It's going to, and you don't get to hear the fact that, like, a lot of doctors cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's going to be gone a lot and you're going to be lonely and you're going to be drinking and probably popping pills. And, you know, the whole life that you just painted comes with a price.
We just heard about Jen's life with a doctor.
I would never. I don't
think. You describe my parents.
I don't date. Oh, yeah. I forgot that your dad's. I mean, yeah. Everybody but Jackie Sanchez, doctor. But like another, there's this site, but you forget that there's all these other like moving parts. Yeah. So yeah, of course, should everybody should have insurance. Everybody should have a college education. Absolutely.
No, not everybody should. But I disagree. Not everybody should have a college. Not everybody should own a house. Not everybody can fucking walk on the moon. That's my theory, okay?
Right.
Not everybody can fucking play professional football or get on stage at the improv. Not everybody can. You know why? Because not everybody's qualified, you fucks. Know where the fuck your place is in life and fucking earn it.
Wow.
And love it, you fuck. No, I'm sick and tired of you.
I was just thinking that not everybody can eat fettuccine alfredo like Jackie Sanchez. No. That's all I was saying.
Listen, it all comes around, doesn't it? Our last story of the day, 5-year-old Michigan boy calls 911 to ask for McDonald's. This is a kid who wants free college, by the way. This is what's going to happen. Wyoming, Michigan. A 5-year-old Michigan boy had a craving for McDonald's, and who doesn't? But his grandmother was sleeping, so he called 911 and made a request. Grand Rapids, the dispatcher, can you bring me McDonald's? Dispatcher Sarah Kaburski says she told him no, but reached out to the police. Wyoming police, after Dan Patterson says the April 14th request made him laugh, he stopped at McDonald's on his way to check on Isaiah's home in the western Michigan city. Patterson says he thought, quote, I'm driving past McDonald's on my way there and I might as well get him something. The officer says the first thing the boy said to him was, my grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please go away? The fucking guy brings him McDonald's, the cop, and he's like, now he's mad at the cop. This is our society, folks.
Sounds like an issue for McDonald's, too.
I didn't eat McDonald's when I was in Chicago. I'm not that stupid. You know, I don't eat McDonald's.
I love McDonald's.
But I walk to Dunkin'. I walk to Dunkin' Donuts almost every morning.
I go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I did not eat McDonald's for probably like 15 years. And then last year, I was hanging out with somebody who loves McDonald's after every show.
Yeah.
And then I started getting started with chicken nuggets. And then
I do Taco Bell after
it
shows.
It was like a 4-piece. Then it was a 6-piece. Then it was a 10-piece. Then it was like, you know, let me get the fries. Give me the meal. Super size.
The quarter pounders at McDonald's now are so fucking good.
Really?
That's like, what I get. That's my go-to.
They're like fresh beef now. I don't know that it really is, but it tastes good. It tastes really, really,
really?
Good.
Really? See,
quarter pounder
not,
with cheese.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of their hamburgers in a, like.
Well, who eats a hamburger?
But no, yeah, but cheese? that's the thing, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I should do that after a show. I've eaten everything. It's like 11, 12 o'clock.
I think it's open.
I pass McDonald's. Oh, I'm going to get a quarter pounder with cheese.
So good.
Just because I'm hungry. But I can't do that anymore because I'm too fat. That's the way it goes. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
God,
it's been fun coming back.
I'm so hungry.
I know. I want to go get a
pee in my pants.
Yeah. Guys, by the way, a lot's going on. I'm going to be going. See, I'm home today. I got home this morning. And Wednesday, I'm coming to North Hollywood. Four or five. There's a participant in
I'm
No Hope
jealous,
Comedy Festival. I'll be out there. So if you're out there, go to the Haha Comedy Club this Friday, Saturday night. I'll be on shows out there. And then next week, we're back at the Wise Guys Comedy Show on May 8th, Wednesday, May 8th. I have Ahmed as your headliner.
Oh, nice.
Very funny guy. And Alan Newcomb is our feature. And then we're going to be at the iHeart Theater, but that's for Bremen Motor Cars only.
I love that. I made it into the magazine, the Bremen Magazine.
Yes.
And I did that show.
Isn't that cool? I got people saying that. I find you're in the Bremen Magazine.
I love it. I wasn't even supposed to be on that show. It was like a last minute.
Yeah. It was a good show. Remember that. And then where else? Oh, by the way, then I'm opening for Ahmed at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples.
Oh, you are awesome. I'm so jelly.
May 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. And I'll be headlining Pechanga Casino in San Diego, the 18th or 16th to 20th. So I got to go. I go to L.A., I come home for a week, and I go back out.
Go.
Is that nuts?
Did you hear what you went?
Go. That's what happens when you're fucking playing too much.
Go.
Yeah, you're right. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com and follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. And join our fan page, our main page, I should say, on Facebook, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, where we actually put these videos if you don't catch them live. And then go to our main site, our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at podbean.com and be a patron, donate some money. Jen?
I just burped.
Besides burping?
Yeah. I always burp. Oh, follow me at Jen Hellman Media on Instagram, please. And right now, so I am head high. I am producing two comedic web series. So right now I am looking for submissions for co-hosts for each of those episodes. So if you interested and you like me and you haven't talked an enormous amount of shit about me, just an enormous amount. I've talked a little bit of shit. I don't care. I really don't care when people talk about me. But no, I am looking for funny people who are coming into town or funny people who are here in South Florida to co-host on these web series.
Cool.
Yeah, there's going to be... 26 episodes.
I'm in. I wouldn't mind it.
I'm also in.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Jackie, what you got coming up?
I have my Monday open mic is tonight. Guest host Lalo Rodriguez and West Palm Beach. List is at 7. Show starts at 8. And then Tuesday I'll be headlining Palm Beach Lakes, 8 p.m. at Old Draft House. And then Saturday I'm at the VFW in West Palm. I don't have to drive anywhere. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a nice week.
I'm going to drive all over the place. But VFW with Mike Panzica. And, well, that's it, though. That's all.
That's all I got for now.
Thanks.
Shit talker. All right. Anyway, guys, thanks for catching us. No shows, extra shows this week. I'll be going away again. So this is it. We'll be back the week after. Actually, we'll be back. We might have a show Monday. I think I get back Monday next week. May not be in time, so we'll see what happens. But stay tuned. If you follow us on Twitter and stuff, you'll know everything that's going on. That's it, guys. Thanks again for checking us out. God bless everybody here. And if you are suffering from anxiety, please share with your friends and cope with it. And, you know, don't worry. You're not alone. Right, Jack?
That's right.
You'll be Gucci.
Yeah, you'll be Gucci.
You'll be Gucci.
So thanks, guys. Check us out again. And we'll be back here right at the same spot. Okay.
Word.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a starry night. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.